Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, Filling the Void. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than chasing Pikachu in traffic. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hi, Pip.
Wait a minute. I don't talk like that.
Maybe you should. We all have things we can improve on. That's yours.
Well, I can talk like Pikachu.
God, I wish I had a pillow.
Sleepy?
No, to smother.
I know.
I didn't think that was in doubt. All right, on the show, chasing Pokemon is the latest craze. However, there's some unfortunate consequences, which we'll let you know about.
Oopsie.
We got a brand new comedy premises we hate.
Yes.
Do you agree with the one? Do you agree? Disagree?
I'll talk about it when we get there.
That's probably a better way to do the show. All right, we'll go with your plan.
Yay!
And our brain on social media. All that coming up. So, what would you do? What would you say if I said on vacation, I'm taking you on one of the biggest boats of the world? What would you say?
I'd be interested.
Would you want to go?
Yes.
Yeah, that cruise sounds good.
Does sound good too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What happens if I told you we had to go to Kentucky to board it and the only water around it was in the gift shop?
Dubious.
My trip would be first at the side of the Belt Parkway to bury you.
All of a sudden you don't want to go on the free trip.
No, I shan't.
Well, then you can't go with me to Kentucky.
See ya. I'll pack your lunch.
There's a lovely, larger than life-size replica of Noah's Ark in Kentucky.
Wait. Hold the phone. Now, a replica.
I don't think that's on the Ark.
A replica of Noah's Ark that nobody knows what it looks like.
Well, I mean, the Bible laid it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They gave blueprints. There's blueprints on page 1073.
Can you see the foreman? I don't have enough men to build this.
And when? Before it rains.
Actually, there was no foreman. It's just Noah. Yeah. You know what? I don't want to hear. You know what? I'm going to stop. Hold on right now. There is no reason why I should take a week and a half to fill potholes on the thruway when Noah builds a whole ark by himself and they got a whole construction crew. There's no reason.
You have to see giraffes hang around in nails, though. They can work like you can't believe.
Joe, I'm going to switch sides and say unions are the problem.
What?
All right. So it only cost $100 million. We're going to hear all about it.
Wait, whoa.
$100 million.
Well, arcs come cheap, you know. Okay. Don't come cheap.
Yeah, how many arcs do you have?
Yeah.
None, actually.
Yeah. Well,
I have enough stuff to fill one.
Wouldn't that be cool if, like, Trump just, like, built a fleet of arcs? That was the plan.
Guess who he's going
to
put in them?
Well, Trump wouldn't need to because he's not worried about global warming.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's, you know, his golf properties, then he's a little worried about it. But that'd be just cool. My new plan, we're going to build a bunch of arcs.
One of them's named the Amistad. One of them's named the Titanic.
That's a terrible name for an arc.
What? Are those taken?
No. All right, well, here's the story.
Ark Encounter in Grant County. It is the largest freestanding timber structure in the world. Now that your science, T.J. Parker gives us a sneak peek just days before it opens to the public.
Several people we spoke with today say the Ark is a lot bigger than expected. I'm going to step aside so you can get a better perspective of this massive structure. It's 510 feet long, 80 feet wide, and a lot of people are excited about it. But it's also caused some controversy. It's a structure of biblical proportions. 7,000 people came out to see for themselves the massive size of Kentucky's newest attraction.
It's really amazing.
To actually see it. It's just unbelievable. It's so huge.
No one's ever done anything like this anywhere else in the world.
President and CEO of Answers in Genesis and the Ark Encounter, Ken Ham, shared his vision for the Ark. He expects it to bring in billions of dollars of revenue and 20,000 jobs to the state over the next 10 years.
I think we're going to see more people here than we ever dreamed possible.
Some people, though, are opposed of the building of the Ark. President of Tri-State Freethinkers, Jim Helton, says it's anti-science, immoral, and anti-LGBT.
This is very, very dangerous. They're telling the people the Earth is only 6,000 years old, not billions of years, and they're denying evolution.
Despite the controversy, Ken Ham is hopeful this Ark will help spread the Christian message around the world. Now the Tri-State Freethinkers are expected to protest outside the park this coming Thursday, which, by the way, is the opening day for the Ark. In Williamstown, I'm TJ Parker, 9 on your side.
9 on your side. Thank you, TJ Parker. All right. So like I said before, we played that clip. $100 million to build.
Crazy.
I don't know. Call me crazy. I'm not a very religious person, but I'm thinking it might be more Christian if you took that $100 million.
Yes.
Clothe some poor. Fed some homeless. Wouldn't that be a better use of $100 million than building a landlocked fire hazard?
Yeah. Building something that's never... Well, it's an ark. Will it float? Never know.
We don't have to know.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're just waiting for rain.
How about housing?
Yeah, right. That's what they should do. That should be public housing.
How about...
Where do you live? I live in the ark.
Yeah.
That would be cool. My neighbor's an orangutan.
I just feel bad for Noah. God goes, you need to build an ark. An ark. A massive ark. Why can't I just build a shed? I don't, you know.
And it's gonna,
I don't know how to build an ark.
It's going to be.
I got a drunken brother-in-law.
Yeah. Going back to the old chestnuts here.
Calling back a Joe Curry classic. Which you can't find on CD because he never made one. But if you've seen the act, you know that very funny thing.
Well, the thing is that you're going to go in the ark. There are all these animals in there. You know what this smells like.
You know what else is in there, according to this replica? Mm-hmm. Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. Because Jesus rode a T-Rex.
I can't stand it.
I mean, come on. Do you really think Noah's leading a brontosaurus onto an ark? It's not the Flintstones.
Ah, you beat me. That was I hate you.
We know. And anybody who listens to the show knows.
And how the heck
this
did
just
they
in.
How the heck did they store enough food? You know that the animals started eating one another like a couple weeks in.
It's maddening. And then they're going to have school field trips. Yeah, listen, if it's Bible school, if it's a private Bible school, fine.
Right.
Have at it. Make your kids dumb. I don't care.
Right.
But public schools.
No.
I got a real problem with that.
I have a real problem with that. I also have a real problem with Kentucky gave them tax incentives to build this thing.
Yes.
No, no.
Well, it's not tax. What happens is for everything they sell, if I'm reading this right, for everything they sell at the gift shop, I think Noah had one of them.
Yes.
Make sure you get a bumper sticker. Oh, wait, you're going to be drowned. Never mind. Yeah. For everything they sell at the gift shop, they get a percentage back.
Right. Right. A tax incentive.
Right.
Right. But here's the thing, is that now we're talking about taxpayer money that is not going to the state coffers to be used for other programs. We're talking about public schools that are funded by taxpayer money, and now you are mixing the streams of church and state. This should not be allowed.
It's Kentucky. They're unto their own.
Yeah,
that's not
the
an
great
excuse.
State of Kentucky. Fried chicken.
Yeah.
But they're even allowed to have hiring rights that don't seem constitutional. Mm. The group is allowed to seek out Christians only to fill their labor force. New applicants will be required to sign a statement saying they're Christians and profess Christ as their savior.
See, I wouldn't have a problem with this if it wasn't tax money funding.
Right.
A lot of this, you know.
No, I have a problem with the hiring. Can you imagine, you know, they wanted to build a Mecca replica?
Yeah,
and you got to be Muslim
to work?
But for
what they do, if it was a private entity not taking any tax money, they would have a right as a religious group to hire, you know, and interview whoever they want. You want the job or you don't. That's if it's a private entity with their own money funding.
I think the court would say no to that.
No, they'll make they'll make exceptions on religious grounds.
But why do you have to believe in Jesus to sell a T-shirt?
If you're working at a concession stand at the mall, no, you don't. If you're working at something that is based on the Bible,
it's not based on the Bible.
The Ark is based on the Bible.
Dinosaurs in the Ark is not based on the Bible.
Well, that's what they believe. But basically, it's a religious thing. It's a whole religious thing. They have a right to expect people to be, you know, to hire people that want to profess Jesus Christ is their savior.
I think you would think differently if Muslims were had this big thing that could have a lot of jobs, and they said only if you believe in Allah.
If it was for a mosque and it was Allah land, yeah, fine. That's you know,
it's Allah accent free. Come on in. I got a problem with that. You know, you should never ask me my religion when I'm applying for a job. Either I can do the job or I can't do the job.
But if it's in a context of this religious place, They had the right to do it.
They don't have the John the Baptist room. They're not baptizing people there. It's a money grab. It's not a non-profit. They're profiting.
I think to the religious flock that's going to go there. I don't feel that the government should be paying for this or any portion of this.
No, they're not paying for it, but they're giving incentives back.
They're giving incentives back. Even that is wrong.
It's totally wrong.
You know. Well, it's Jesus. Anyway. All right, when we come back, something even more holy. Pokemon! Don't go anywhere. Davin's Den, filling the void. So, as we kind of touched on, I don't know if we touched on it last week on which part of the show. Might have been on the internet version of the show. But Pokemon Go is all over the place.
Oh, yes.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere you want to be and where you don't. So I'll explain this, what this is, because a lot of people might not know what it is that are listening to our show.
Right.
So Pokemon Go players use their smartphones to, quote, hunt. Can you just imagine that little freaking Pokemons on your wall? There's an elk, a moose, and Pikachu.
Stuffed and looking scared.
Look what I hunted. I found him by the trash.
Funny.
So they're hunting. They're big game hunters. Ooh, scary. And they catch Pokemon like they're fireflies. The characters to win points. A phone's GPS and camera let the phone know where the player is. And players can interact with their real-life surroundings while playing the game, as opposed to interacting with real-life people. Maybe yeah. It's maybe interacting with a real-life girl.
What? What are those?
This is better. So, but unfortunately, the game attracted the attention of Senator Al Franken, who on Tuesday sent a letter to Niantic, which is the company that's a subsidiary of Google that created this, and he asked questions regarding the game's privacy policy. He said he's concerned about the extent to which Niantic may be unnecessarily collecting, using, and sharing a wide range of users' personal information without the appropriate consent, saying he was particularly concerned about the data collected on young players. Franken's letter also made reference to a, quote, bug that allowed Niantic access to the Google accounts of users, including their Gmail accounts.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't know that before. Before they went after that Squirtle.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Well, not a real thing. It's a real fake thing, but.
It's a real fake thing.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
So he said, we recognize and commend Niantic for quickly responding to those specific concerns and ask for continued assurance that a fix will be implemented swiftly. All right. Unfortunately, people are getting hurt in pursuit of these Pokemon. We're having ankle injuries. People are having issues with revolving doors. Always very complicated to use.
Well, they are normally, actually. And so people who are distracted, oops.
Are they? Are they really? You push.
No.
Wait for the empty compartment, you go. It's not that complicated.
I don't have problems with them. I've seen people.
Sometimes I have. Yeah. Gotta just get them right. Just right.
Some of them move a little too quickly.
Some of them move a little too slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be quite the athlete to function.
Sometimes.
All right. So people are walking into trees, which is really upsetting the elves. A woman in Western Pennsylvania says her 15-year-old daughter was hit by a car while playing the popular new Pokemon game on her smartphone. The girl took her was playing in traffic on a highway during the evening rush hour.
Yeah. That's insane.
You would think.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have heard about people chasing after a whole bunch of Pokemon because they heard that they were in a park. And so
the Pokemon?
Well, the Pokemon Go figures.
They're in the park?
Yeah.
What is it, six and you're at Disney? Ooh, let's get Tigger. What is wrong with these people?
God only knows. This is ridiculous.
I heard ladies at work talking about it, that they found out that there were some in a park that were passing, so they pulled over the family car, everybody got out, and the kid went around catching imaginary
people. I know you're having an asthma attack. Mommy will be right back. Squirtle's over there. So this kid had an injured collarbone and foot, as well as cuts and bruises. Authorities say two men were playing Pokemon Go, and they fell off an ocean bluff in Southern California. And Encinitas firefighters say the men climbed through a fence. Of course they did.
Of course they did.
While playing the digital monster cell phone game. One man fell 50 feet down the side of an unstable bluff. It's not a Pokemon, I was just bluffing. And the other fell 90 feet on the beach.
I call it thinning the herd.
Darwinism at its best.
I posted over the week ago that they should put a pokey stop in the middle of subway tracks and just.
It's funny you mention the subway.
Oh no,
the MTA, Mass Transit Authority,
Metropolitan Transit,
New York, New Jersey.
Yeah.
The MTA even tweeted a message advising Pokemon players to not chase the creatures onto subway tracks.
Oh.
Do you have to make a public announcement to tell people not to chase imaginary creatures onto subway tracks?
Apparently, yes, Joe. Apparently,
then
yes.
Then let them go. Chase them.
It's going to delay traffic.
Oh,
get home.
Headlights. I wonder what that could be.
All day at work and the trains aren't running because somebody was chasing a Pokemon? No. I know that we're encouraging them to step on the third rail, but I want to get home.
Yeah, we've all been on the platform waiting because that happened.
Yes.
Wait a minute. No, I want to understand. Because I'm not a gamer, who places the Pokemon Go figure someplace
with GPS and
Google Earth?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, who's doing it? People are just going. I'm going
to
put one there, or
you'd have to ask the game company. Only he knows.
And I think
I won't
think
be asking
them specifically because it's called a Pokestop where these things are that you can catch them. And it's like
we used to call that a quickie on the side of the road, but I guess Pokey stops quicker.
I was like I was saying during the weekend. I go, nobody's looking at my house. I go, I'd like to make it a Pokey stop, start getting people coming.
That's
through.
Not a bad idea.
You know what? Put it right in the middle of your living room.
Right, and what people
you should get the ex addict and maybe she'll play in traffic.
But the story, what I was looking at during the course of last week is that there are some companies that they are trying to get placement for the game.
Yeah,
you know, to get them into their establishments.
Right.
The New York State DMV reminded gamers, it's illegal to play while driving, kids.
Oh, they have to tell people this. That's crazy.
Unfortunately, Zubats and Paris have appeared on car dashboards. has been spotted at intersections. Police in Darwin, Australia have even asked players not to waltz into their station, which, of course, is a Pokestop. You know what? That's a great way to catch criminals. Get them hooked onto this game. They just start going into the cells.
They walk themselves right in.
Yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Why not?
There's a Pokestop on the front stoop of my new job.
Really?
Yeah. People come up to the door and we think they're coming in and they're just grabbing their magical creatures and running away.
Oh, God, time to put some barbed wire down.
I know.
Washington State Police asked players to stop hunting Pokemon in the back of their headquarters.
Oh, my God.
You're disturbing the inmates.
Police in Missouri arrested 4 teens who were allegedly robbing Pokemon players who made for easy targets. Armed robbers are using Pokemon Go to help mug unsuspecting players.
Oh my God, like leading them down an alley and then jumping on them.
Yes, it's like cheese in a mousetrap.
And they're not looking around because they're looking for magical creatures.
They're looking for Squirtle and Paris.
Yeah.
They're not looking for, you know, Scuzzball.
Give me
and
all
his
your money.
Accomplice.
Hold on, let me get Pikachu. I'll be right with you.
Yeah. They're probably taking their phones because the nerds ain't got no money.
Yeah, they're going.
Nerds got money.
Really?
Yes, that's why they're nerds. Mm. They can afford all the good things we can't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, they're not having a lot of, you know what? Nerds are popular now.
Yeah.
Nerds are ruling the world until they play in traffic.
Yes.
So anyway, the police believe that the game is being used, the criminals are using it to add a beacon to a Pokestop, mm-hmm. Joe was just talking about, to lure players. Apparently, they were using the app to locate people standing around in the middle of a parking lot or whatever other location they were in. Hey, that looks like a Rube. Let's create a Pokestop.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's a great way to end these protests. Yeah, it's because you know how they're shutting down roads. You put them on sidewalks. You just put all these Pokestops on sidewalks. So now they're no longer blocking traffic. Ambulances can get through, and people can. And they're not gonna. Who's gonna be angry at a protest when you're collecting Pokemon?
Yeah,
it's
right.
This solves the solution.
Why didn't anybody think to put a Pokestop right in the middle of the Republican convention? The pandemonium.
I think Squirtle's taking the stage on Thursday. I look forward to hear what he has to say.
I'd stay tuned on that one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, there have been enough things with people going in with all kinds of protests, like the pink. There are women that they're protesting war, and the pink something. I just read about today.
Didn't a bunch of 100 women show up nude to protest
outside? Yes.
Yeah, outside.
So I don't see a problem.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of protests going on. I'm thinking Pokestop.
Oh, could you see perverts hiding behind bushes? I'm in heaven.
Why do they have to hide? They're out there naked. They can just stand there with binoculars.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding?
They could just walk right up, apparently.
You know, you used to be a pervert. It's force of habit.
You know what? They're protesting Trump, but Trump is an entrepreneur. He's going to make this into the protesting beauty pageant.
Are you kidding? He's going to have a calendar by the end of the week.
Miss Nude Protest. Going to be great. Going to be great.
Miss Nude Protest.
Miss Nude Protest.
Steve Harvey comes out, and the winner is Miss Dumpster. Sorry, it's not Miss Dumpster. It's Miss Unemployed with 9 Cats.
Hey! You I got have, a job.
You, exactly, and you don't have 9 cats.
That'd be funny. You had Steve Harvey at the convention, brings Kasich up.
Oh, no. No, the best one on Thursday brings up Trump. Go, nope, just kidding. This whole thing has been a ruse. The Republican nominee, Hillary Clinton.
And then everybody screams and wets themselves all at once. No!
Best convention ever. That'd be great if Donald rips off a mask and it's Hillary. They're about the same size. Probably dressed the same, you know.
Yeah, right.
Notice you never see them together.
Bad hair, pantsuit.
That would be awesome. All right. We're going to do more about these Pokemon stuff. Don't go anywhere. All right, so let's do a little bit more Pokemon, because it's a craze. People are fascinated with it. Unfortunately, people are going to the 9/11 memorial in New York.
I don't like that at all.
I didn't think you would.
Total lack of respect.
Yeah.
People are going to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
No. People, come on.
Do you feel that the people that are going there and that do it, because basically, obviously people are old, but maybe the young people. Like people that are like, 14.
No, it's not just 14. No, it's older.
Yeah, but still, in that context, that group, maybe they don't realize that wasn't alive.
That's on their parents. 9/11, that's on their parents. I don't blame them if they're that. People are going to cemeteries. There was a group of people that got locked in a cemetery because they were hunting for. Come on, people. I mean, this is sacred ground. For
it's
people.
Ghoulish.
It really. Although you've had relations. No, you didn't have relations.
No, I didn't.
No, you were just hanging out in
the
cemetery.
So, I was a teenager because I didn't know better. Now I know better.
These kids.
I know, but they need to be told.
But I guess you can like write to Niantic and like ask that a place be taken off.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I guess they can get the Holocaust Museum
now,
off there.
Now, did Niantic know that these would be at these
well,
places
they
of
are,
solitude?
They argue that, it's encouraging people to check out these places. And some people are. Some people are checking. So they're using them as Pokestops. And then, I might as well look at the emaciated Jews or the plane that crashed into the building, First, I'm going to collect my Pokemon.
Right.
And then, as long as I'm here. So people are educating themselves. Also, the argument that people are getting more exercise because they're looking for these things.
That's actually true. I mean, I heard about my friend's kids. They said, a bunch of them called each other and they went out with their phones and they were hunting for Pokemon for 3 hours last night. And meanwhile, they would have been sitting in their room on their computer with their game console or whatever.
We used to play a game called Manhunt. And we would hunt for each other for
yes.
3 hours.
That was cool.
Yes, Manhunt was great.
That was great. We had woods and stuff like that. That was a day. You had it back because when you're playing things as a kid, all right, man, we're playing Manhunt full day. We're starting at 8,
full day.
Oh, yeah. This my buddy Matt Joyce. He'd run like hell. You never find him. You'd have to get a whole damn
home in his living room.
Yeah. Manhunt was cool. Yeah, we love that.
Do it at night, over the course of every block, you're tearing through backyards.
Oh, yeah. The neighbors were not happy, but it was fun.
Hey, we got to find a guy.
So now in order to lure people out of the house, we have to put imaginary creatures. Because chasing after your friend isn't as much fun.
Well, you know what? Maybe this is a start. Getting people back outside, getting them exercise, having them do something besides just sit there like a potato, playing with a machine.
Would you guys ever consider playing? Well, you don't have a smartphone.
I don't. Not yet.
But if you had one, would you play?
No.
You?
No. I think it's ridiculous.
I think if it wasn't for the security concerns.
Yeah.
I would consider it because it seems like it's engrossing, but I don't think I'd be running in traffic.
No, you got to pay attention. It's just ridiculous.
Listen, I was never even one of the kids that chased a ball into the street. I like to be aware of where I am.
Yeah.
I mean, I love playing games, but I don't want to hit. I don't want
a
bumper hit.
Oh, every time
that.
A ball would go in the street, you go, I got to get the. Oh, I remember that film strip we saw. That didn't end good. All you just saw was screeching brakes and a sneaker.
Oh my God, I know the one you're talking about. That's true.
That's like when I was at Motor Vehicle, they show all the like the public service videos and stuff like that, and it's like none of them end good.
No,
it's like we were sitting. You know, I'm sitting there. I'm there almost 45 minutes, and it's on a loop, and I'm just sitting there, and it comes up. I'm like, "Watch the train, lady."
I was behind a lady in a car, and she stopped on the tracks. She had to inch up and sit on the tracks. This is a very busy train track that I'm talking about, and I'm looking in the mirror behind me, and I'm like, what are you thinking? What if you never do that?
People boggle my mind sometimes.
So you guys have never gotten so distracted that you wandered into traffic or a dangerous situation?
No.
No.
Other than coming here.
Yeah, that's distracting and dangerous.
Well, I'll tell you, I was on a boardwalk a couple of weeks ago. And a bicycle was on the board. I never saw the guy. Yeah, nothing happened.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you do look at that on your phone.
But I wasn't looking at my phone, but just the way, you know, I was talking with someone. And at the last second, this guy just came by, and he was booking. He was really going too fast for the boardwalk.
You were on the boardwalk, not the turnpike. There's a difference.
Yeah. That's true. Walking with other pedestrians.
Yes.
In a place that was made for pedestrians to walk.
Yes, exactly. Yes. You didn't park the car on the side of the road and go, oh, this looks fun. Let me run into traffic. all right. So they probably need to do a better job with this.
Yeah. I think so.
But all right. When we come back, comedy premises we hate. Don't go anywhere. Listening to Davin's then, of course, but you knew that. You guys are so smart. I don't have to tell you. How foolish would you be if you didn't know what you were listening to? Were you chasing a Squirtle? You know. We haven't done this bit in a while, but it's something I like to do. A little comedy premises we hate, and here is that theme song.
What's the deal with comedy premises we hate?
Sounds like some conventions that are going on. Certain names are mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm not saying whose name or in what regard. I'm just saying.
Nope, nope.
All right. So this is a premise that I dislike. When you go to a lot of shows, you'll hear a comic say, you know, you women are so much smarter than us men. And away we go.
Yeah.
And it happens in comedy acts. It happens in sitcoms. I mean, everybody loves Raymond. Was based on that.
Yeah, totally.
I just got to... listen, not for nothing, ladies. You're not all smarter than us. Some of you are dumb, and some of us are really smart. So once in a while, we're going to be smarter than you. Sometimes we like to marry a dumb woman. That shows how smart we are. We want to win.
I think it's like people are starting to write like men are playing the victim. You know, they're the victim. The women are so smart, and, you know, and the men, oh, we're so dumb. I think it's a bit that you like on that. If you're starting in comedy and you're putting together an act, you know, you would do that. I did that, you know, in little innuendos and stuff like that. But as you progress as a comic, you really should start getting away from that.
I see it all the time. You're talking about it as a comic who wants to grow, and I respect that.
Yeah.
We know a lot of performers do not want to grow. They got their 15, 30, 45 hour, and that's that. They are done writing.
I'm fully aware. Yeah, you know.
You know, it's true. You know, a lot of times they're closing the show. Yeah. A lot of times they're doing corporate work for big money or cruise ships.
Yeah.
But as somebody who does comedy,
yeah, I usually like to run to the club with at least one or two new things, you know, every week, every other week.
Yeah.
You know, but in that context, women are smart. Yeah, we get it. But you want to know something?
But it's so pandering because all the ladies applaud. Yay! Yay! No, you're fools. That's exactly what he wanted you to do. Knock it off, you sheep.
I know. But they get, you know, what you said was so, that was so, and what you said, well, you know, but it's, you know.
Listen, if you're hoping to score points with the ladies, Yeah, because you ladies are so insecure, you need us to tell you how wonderful you are.
If you're hoping to score points with the dumb ladies,
who the heck? What? No smart lady's going to sleep with a comic they just saw do 45 minutes. No Mensa person goes, I can't wait to sleep with a comic.
You know, if you're doing like a 30-minute act and you mention it once or twice in your act and you mention it the bit is 30 seconds long, and then the other bit is maybe a minute long, and you do that, that's fun. But if you do a whole 5-minute segment out of that chunk, well, here's another reason why women, you know, it's like, shoot yourself.
Yeah, but it usually goes like this. You ladies are so much smarter than this. Am I right? Yeah! And the guys sit there like a bunch of lummoxes because they want to get some.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't dare disagree.
Take a chance! Yeah. Write some material. Yeah. Say the ladies are as dumb as we think they are. You know they're dumb. They went out with you. How smart are they? Let's be honest about it. You're as dumb as bricks like the rest of us. Sometimes we win. Sometimes you win. You're not winning every argument with me.
We are much smarter. We will dominate.
Oh. Don't know where that came from.
But sometimes if you work in your act where the woman will have the upper hand, and without actually spelling it out, creating a scenario.
Have you ever
situation.
Seen it done subtly?
Right.
Sometimes in a way, but sometimes the punch is set upon that discovery. So subtly, no, because that's where the punch is.
Right, but it's also like the way that people weave it into conversations about their domestic life. And the guy, I saw a comedian that was, he did that really subtly because he did sort of weave in how his conversations with his wife. And when he was being self-deprecating, but instead of telling the tale about himself, having it in his wife's voice. I thought that was clever.
That's what I was getting at. Yeah. You know, if you're going to do it that way and subtly weave it in. But if you're gonna, you know, and it's in a story, a humor, that's fine. But if you're gonna do it, oh, and another reason, ladies, another garbage day, you know, oh, what we pile up like a fortress. If it wasn't for you ladies telling it was garbage day, what we would do with that? PU, you know. But
it's
so
it just seems so yesterday's comedy.
It's pandering, as you said, and it's also really against men. You don't need to be talking about, oh yeah, you know, men are so stupid, women are smart. No, some men are stupid, some men are smart. Some women are stupid, some women are smart.
If you're a comic that's been doing it 3 years, you know, that's fine, but you need to start.
Well, you've moved on after farting material, so. Yeah, it's progressing, Joe.
Farting material, that material, you go, what? Yeah, it's all a growth thing.
Speaking of growth, we're going, I don't have a segue for that. Last segment, don't go anywhere. This is it. This is the end of the show as we know it. Well,
no!
Yeah, one more segment.
All right.
And then it's not really, it's going to be the same show, but with different topics next week. So it's really not the end of the show as we know it.
No. Okay.
It's going to be more show.
That's right.
But now we have other show to talk about.
That's right.
So believe it or not, our brain reacts while we are on social media. Did you know that?
Yes.
Not everybody seemed to. Yeah. Have you seen some friends' posts?
Yes. Well, there's that.
Yeah.
So they're talking about social media. The big ones that they're talking about are Facebook and Twitter. And they say if one of the popular portals goes offline, people turn to the alternative social media channels to express their frustration.
Right.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, actually, just to find out if everybody else was having the same problem.
I do that, but I don't have to tweet about it.
No.
Or post about it.
No.
It tends to lead to a bout of FOMO. Fear of missing out. You FOMO. Because everyone else seems to be living such fabulous lives. But it turns out there may be more to it than that. The findings published in the journal Psychological Reports Disability and Trauma show that the brains of people who report compulsive urges to use Facebook show some brain patterns similar to those found in drug addicts or problem gamblers.
Mm-hmm.
They found that peer approval on social media, like, you know, having likes or retweets, whatever it is, release a dopamine in the brain. This is the same chemical that is released when you take drugs or when a gambling addict wins. It's important to consider that the parallels between drug addiction and Facebook obsession are not perfect. As Life Science points out, compulsive Facebook users may have more activity in impulsive systems in the brain, but the brain regions that inhibit this behavior seem to work just fine. So you can stop, unlike the brains of cocaine addicts.
Mm. Right.
But Ophir Torrell, psychologist at California State University Fulton, says people addicted to Facebook, quote, have the ability to control their behavior, but they don't have the motivation to control this behavior because they don't see the consequences to be severe. And we know there's a dark side to this addiction. You know, if we don't get that rush, we get depressed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's ways to stop doing this, to kind of wean off it. You can do no screens before school or work, establish device drop zones, and no screens on the bedroom. Are you guys addicted to Facebook?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah, sometimes
it's not a sometimes thing. You either are, you are. You
could be, yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Like I might be missing out on something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel like that too. I have not been using Facebook at my new job, but I used.
Oh, you're doing your job. That's cute.
Yes, I am.
Actually, earning your money.
I used to pop on here and there when I was at the old job because I felt like I was missing out on something, that somebody was going to post something that I wanted to comment on, or I wanted to see what person replied to the thing I said before. And now I'm not doing it, so I figured that, well, I'm not really an addict if I can go, like, you know, the whole day, and I'm tired.
She's a binge user.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a binger. I'm not even getting on at night sometimes. So it's like, I guess I'm not as addicted as I thought.
With me lately, I've been very busy, and I haven't. The summer's been slow for me gig wise.
Yeah.
So I haven't been on there really pushing gigs and this, that, and the other thing. So I haven't been on, and I've been, like I said, I've been busy. I got one band cooking, another band cooking. So I've been busy practicing and rehearsing and stuff like that. So I haven't been on that much.
So what you guys are saying is, when life gets in the way, you can wean yourself off.
Yeah.
You don't Jones for it though.
You don't check.
But here's the deal.
No,
you don't have a smartphone.
I don't have a smartphone.
Yeah, sometimes though, you get to the point where you're like, all right, I got to stop. Because what happens is, especially at the club, you're working at the club, and you're sitting in the green room or wherever the area is, and then you got your phone and you're going through everything. And like I said, I was working this weekend, and you know, especially the nights you're doing two shows, and you go through everything, and it's like, all right, I'm
who probably, do I have to argue with?
Yeah, no, I don't feel like, you know, but it's like you go through the whole thing. It's like, all right, I've seen enough. You know, so it gets to a point where you don't have to stay on. It's like, all right, I've looked at this darn thing for the past 45 minutes. You
enough
know,
already.
I'm mesmerized by it. It's time to put it down. So there is, for me personally, that does get a point where, all right, I've seen enough. I got to take a break.
Twitter does not addict me.
No.
I do not check, for the most part, other people's tweets.
Yeah, I rarely do.
I don't either. And the thing about Twitter is there's not a response. Like if you go on Facebook, somebody will say something, blah, 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 and then somebody will comment.
But people reply back. I mean, they'll reply
back. But
that's
why, yeah, there's a lot of Twitter wars, but I think it's more common on Facebook.
I think so, too. And yeah. Facebook is generally people you know, as opposed to Twitter, a lot of times people you don't know. I do get, I do kind of, not depressed, but I do get upset if, like, something I put out there, like a picture,
mm-hmm.
or something I think is really funny or whatever, does not get the likes or response that I have in my head feeling that it should.
Yeah.
It's like, well, wait a minute. How come they're not, they like this one? I mean, I know she's a hot chick, but come on, man.
They don't get me.
But there was, it's just amazing what people will respond to. I'm in a green room at the club one night, and I'm talking to the booker, and I go, we plug our gigs. Nobody comes in and we like, I go, but
that's what you want to tell the booker. I have no following.
He's known me for years. He knows. So I go, John,
stop plugging on Friendster.
Yeah, right. So I go, yeah, funny. And I go, I'll give you an example. I'm going to post, I like Ring Dings, and let's see what happens. 3 friend requests, 20 comments.
Well, everybody likes Ring Dings, Joe.
Yeah, but still, you post your gig and you don't even get a like. You
know? Isn't that ridiculous?
But they know what's coming. They've seen the show.
Yeah. Well, you post the most I'll put something up about the show. Maybe it'll help a couple of likes or a couple of comments. Davin posts on my page, not a like.
But I think,
not a look.
I think part of that is my privacy settings.
Oh, maybe.
Because I don't think it's people that can see it unless they're friends of mine.
Oh.
If I post on your wall or Joe's
wall. Oh, perhaps.
Wall,
okay.
Yeah, that's my privacy setting.
Oh, all
so,
right.
So, like, I'll see some of the friends that are mutual friends.
Yeah.
Of ours, they will respond to it sometimes.
Right.
But yeah, that's why if I post something, you guys should repost what I send you, because a lot of times that has more details.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know what's going to be on the show.
Of course. You produce it.
Yes.
You should have a good understanding.
You would hope. Not always the case.
Some nights, no. But
we
always look forward, you know?
I could quit Twitter.
I could too.
I wouldn't miss it. I don't think I could quit Facebook.
I could quit. Let me tell you something. If it wasn't for posting gigs, I'd never.
But that's part of it. That's part of it.
Yeah.
Part of posting, that's part of it. Because I do a lot of business on Facebook. Yeah. People find me on Facebook.
If I was just like, you know, not an entertainer or whatever, I'd never be on there.
Right.
I don't know. I think you'd miss out on arguing.
Yeah. There's some.
You seem to enjoy that.
maybe.
Don't get choked up over it.
I know. You know. The whole idea of getting rid of it.
I wouldn't be on it. I'd probably be like, well, this thing's silly. I don't have no time for this. just nonsense. You know, and I probably wouldn't go on.
Yes, you do. All right. Speaking of no time, are you busy this week? You doing a gig?
I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, you got time to go on Facebook.
Yeah.
We expect to see you on Facebook all weekend. Talking about the house, talking about the ex, the usual Joe Curry highlights.
Yeah.
Arguing with other comics.
I like the highlight reel.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Your post about your house and your ex get a lot of response.
Yes, they do.
Your post about gigs, nobody cares. Yeah, as you said.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a soap opera for people.
Yeah, believe me.
Yeah, I go to rehearsal. Oh, I loved it this week.
I love your misery this week. Yeah. You got anything?
No.
I will be on Saturday, July 30th. I will be in Fairfield, Connecticut at the Bear and Grill. And it's in the Fairway Plaza. For tickets, call 203-333-1522. Well, kids, that's it. We'll do this again next week. Next week, Detective Dave Daugherty is supposed to come in. We're going to talk about policing techniques and things you can do to keep yourself safe.
Great.
Because we need you to keep living, so you keep listening. It's very selfish by us.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a good interview. We had Dave on before. Looking forward to that. So thank you guys for hanging out and listening to the show. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.